T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
All right, I know there's a lot of uncertainty going on right now. Have we yet, Jamie, to see the full financial impact from this COVID-19 pandemic here in Texas?
That's a great question. The full financial impact from the pandemic is really the million-dollar question we're all asking ourselves. The government did a great job early of stepping in, really flooding the economy with trillions of dollars through the CARES Act. It ultimately prevented massive defaults, but in the short term, it's artificially propped up businesses at a time when really the entire economy was shut down. When the CARES Act was passed, most people thought the pandemic was going to last 8 weeks, 3 to 4 months. So without knowing how long the pandemic is really going to last, and as the government assistance ultimately ends, and the PPP loans run out, there will be economic downfall. I pretty much think you could expect it in every industry, from energy, retail, travel, hospitality, and restaurants.
Does that mean we potentially could see more bankruptcies in the third quarter?
Bankruptcies in the third quarter is almost a certainty. A lot of companies are forced into bankruptcy solely for negotiation purposes. Whether it be to renegotiate a lease or an equipment lease, they just simply can't afford it anymore. We've already seen a lot of bankruptcies in the first and second quarters. I mean, look at Brooks Brothers, Lucky's Brand, JCPenney's in retail. I think that's really foreshadowing the problems we can expect to see. In energy, you've seen Chesapeake. That's one of the largest filings in 2020. Restaurants, you've seen Chuck E. Cheese, Pizza Hut, Fig and Olive. I think we're going to have a lot more bankruptcies in 2020 and including into 2021. Malls are disappearing. Half the department stores may exit the mall by the end of the year.
When you see a 200-year-old company like Brooks Brothers, a legendary name in American retail, file for bankruptcy, Jamie, what does that say to you about the current situation?
I think some of retail was already in trouble. Certain retailers have struggled for years with online competition from Amazon. But in a COVID economy, there's just no real solution. There's no traffic to the stores. There's no consumer spending to the levels that it was pre-COVID. Some of the retailers just may be out of answers.
We have seen so many booms in commercial real estate. They're always putting up new buildings here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, or at least they were. What do these work-from-home trends going forward mean, especially for commercial real estate in North Texas?
Most businesses have been forced to operate with employees working remotely. I think for the most part, most have found this to be a viable and productive solution. I think many businesses may elect to sublease expensive real estate or look at space reduction because they have seen that work from home to be a productive solution. We already know many businesses have told employees don't return to work until after Labor Day. In some instances, sometime in 2020, it's still unknown. I question whether or not the famous motto, location, 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 is even going to be relevant. But on the positive, you have large companies looking at occupying an entire building. That way they can control and implement COVID policies to protect every employee. Others need more space if they're operating a call center and want a social distance. So I think the real estate market really has the balance of while they're losing some spaces to restaurants going out of business, retail going out of business, open strip centers, they have the benefit of the Texas pro-business environment where you can expect relocations from businesses from the coast, especially in states where they have not reopened.
Are there some sectors of the local economy that are starting to fare a little bit better than others right now, Jamie?
I would say because Texas opened early, we've learned so much as to what strategies have worked in the pandemic, what hasn't worked. So in terms for most businesses, because we were on the forefront of the reopening, we're just ahead of that curve. And real estate rates really have largely stayed steady. But we need consumer spending and employment to stay high in order for that positive trend to continue.
Is there a best guess at this point on when we will see a full recovery? Could it happen in 2021?
My guess on the full recovery is that occurring in 2021 is probably that may be aggressive. The M&A activity this year has been substantially hurt. I mean, we're looking at a 70 to 80% hit. Now, distressed investors and the capital is standing by waiting to pounce. The money is there. The problem is sellers just are not really ready to take a discount. They want pre-COVID prices. They still have PPP money. The banks are not forcing their hands. They're working with them through forbearances. So I just don't see M&A increasing until early 2021, and I don't know that that's going to be enough to really help with the recovery, especially when you have other businesses just starting to be impacted as the CARES Act, PPP loans, and Main Street funding start to run out.
And finally, Jamie, did you ever think we would see a year like 2020 when it comes to the economic and business climate here in the state of Texas?
It's truly unimaginable what has happened. But I think Texas is doing great. I feel great about our future. Businesses are adapting to their new normal. They're rethinking their business model, and they're focusing on technologies to sustain themselves in the new COVID economy.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.